It hasn't gone away, and any hopes government had that their 2021 MICA redress scheme would satisfy homeowners in County Donegal were certainly dashed by a 1,000-strong turnout in Buncrana last night to discuss calls for a 100% redress for those affected. The meeting was called by the MICA action groups to get the response of public representatives to a people's document. Homeowners want all homes suffering structural damage due to the mica mineral to be rebuilt like for like, regardless of size, at no cost to the owners. The mica issue is now firmly in the political arena, with four candidates in Donegal contesting the local elections on this single issue. In a moment, we'll speak to Michaela Clark, Highland Radio reporter, who attended last night's meeting. But first, our reporter Alva O'Monaghan spoke to some of the affected homeowners who were at the meeting.
My name's Al McMenamin, I'm from Ballybuffy, and I've come here tonight to see about the people's document, what the plan is. There's been a number of meetings, I know, throughout the county up to now, and it's good to see it all come together. There's a lot of different campaigns in the county, and they have come together now, and I think it does give us a bit of hope and fairness, because there's so many people affected by it.
I'm Joy Beard, I live in Buncrana. I'm a defective concrete block homeowner. Tonight was very disheartening, to be truthful. I didn't like that I didn't hear the word that we fully endorse the people's document. I think everyone who has built a property with defective blocks deserve the right to have their property replaced. It doesn't matter if it's a holiday home, a business, whatever. Our communities are crumbling. There's hotels, there's shops, community centres, GA centres, they're all crumbling. So what happens to our communities if these aren't included in the scheme?
My name is Gar McDonald. I live in Remelton. My home is due for demolition in the next month or so. We spent the past month moving our children and our family out of the house. We are currently in a situation where we're looking at a deficit of about €100,000 to rebuild our home. We haven't got that kind of money.
And that was Alva O'Monaghan speaking to some of those attending that meeting in Buncrana last night. Michaela Clark, Highland Radio reporter, is on the line. Michaela, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, no problem.
You were there. Will you describe just 1,000 people at a meeting in Buncrana last night? Describe that size, the atmosphere, and indeed, who was there at that top table?
Yeah, well, there was, I'd say, well over 1,000, maybe 1,300. There was just standing room only at the back. There was such a sense of, I don't know if you remember, the protests in Dublin a couple of years ago, there was that real sense of that drive behind this campaign again. And you could just sense the desperation in homeowners, and that they were happy that we've got to this stage now, that there is this people's document. But obviously, they need to get this over the line and they need to get the support from the politicians. So in terms of the politicians, there was about 75% of, and each party had a representative, and they spoke representing the table. Then we had,
We're having a little bit of a break up on the line. I know you had, as you say, a big attendance from politicians, local and national politicians, apologies from some as well, including MEPs who couldn't be there. The document you're talking about, this people's document, what is it and what's in it?
So it's a document that's been developed by campaign groups here in Donegal. So it's the 100% Redress No Less group, the MICA Action Group, campaigner Michael Doherty, and the Redress Focus Groups. They've come together and developed this people's document, and it was put then to affected homeowners at a meeting earlier this month in Donegal. So they've set out in it four principles. And the four principles are property, so that their properties are rebuilt like for like at no cost to the homeowner and to current standards. The second principle is process, that it's an end-to-end scheme by the state with self-build opt-out available. Then people and support, that no one's left behind, that yes, properties are prioritised, but no properties are excluded, that proper and timely supports are delivered. And the final one is prevention, that this is never allowed to happen again, that the science that has been uncovered is followed and proper standards are put in place, that there's enforcement and accountability.
It's and really, then some. It's root and branch, isn't it? They want everything covered. Yeah. There is a scheme in place. It was introduced by the government in 2021, $2.2 billion. The cap at $420,000 per home. Has anyone taken that up, or do you know if it has been taken up with any in any large numbers in Donegal?
There has been a few that have applied. Some are getting their homes rebuilt. Some are at different stages. I'm not sure of exact figures. Mm-hmm. But the main stumbling block is that people, there's such a shortfall. Like, people are being left, like, they still need to pay 100 to 150,000 euro to get their home rebuilt. And the thing is, too, that, you know, they're willing to go for, to downsize, to go for a smaller property, but the scheme won't allow them. And there's such stumbling blocks, like there's the damage threshold that it relates to, the physical cracks need to be seen, but there's some property owners that, you know, there's rats and mice getting into the house that they need to fix these cracks, but it's clear that they have defective mm-hmm. concrete blocks, but because it's not visible, that they're falling outside the scheme then as well.
So it's very much now on the local election agenda, four candidates declared, a new party as well, 100% redress party. But one of the people we heard in the Vox Pop from Alva earlier said that she was disheartened that people, I think she was talking about politicians, hadn't fully endorsed the people's document. So they're still awaiting sign up to that document, are they, from the political parties?
Yeah, so last night, Deputy Joe McHugh, he endorsed it. We know that he's not going to run again in the general election. Thomas Pringle, he endorsed the document, but Sinn Féin deputies Padraig McLaughlin and Pearse Doherty were present also, and they didn't fully endorse the document. They said that they're committed to delivering 100% redress, but it was for principal private residences and one rental property. So they were excluding other, like, say, if a landlord had multiple rental properties, holiday homes and community and commercial properties. So there was a bit of disagreement then. You know, there was hope when they were in attendance that they were hoping that they were going to fully support this. But then I was speaking to a homeowner, holiday homeowner, mm-hmm. they're from England, and they're not going to get any, if, you know, this is goes forward now mm-hmm. under Sinn Féin, that they won't initially get any redress from this. But Sinn Féin did say that, you know, they'll initially, it's the private, the principal private residence and the one rental property, but they will carry out an assessment then and find a solution for everybody in the long term.
A lot more to be heard about this, I have no doubt. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Michaela Clark, Highland Radio reporter.